In 1995, on January 1, on a very cold, wintry day, about 11 people from our church boarded a plane at DFW, flew to Chicago, where we watched New Year's football games on television in the airport and waited around for an evening flight to Kyiv, Ukraine, where we were met by a few pastors as we loaded up on a bus. And we went about an hour south to a city called Belotserkov. It is a city of some 250,000 people. 3 years before we arrived, the Iron Curtain had come down. The summer before we arrived, there had been a large crusade, in the first public crusade to minister the gospel in that area of the world because of the Soviet restrictions prior to that. Many people came to Christ, and out of one local Baptist church were spawned about seven new churches that summer and fall. We were introduced to one of the pastors of one of those churches. His name is Sergei Lazarenko. He stands to my left. Sergei and I immediately bonded. He has five children. I have five children. So Beth and I bonded with he and Tanya as we stayed in their home for about a week. And we were given the privilege of training people from their church in going door to door, sharing the gospel from door to door. And then I was given the privilege on the Sunday I was there to preach to his church. All of 15 people were in the church on that particular Sunday. Ben, do you have those slides up? If you do, you can see a little bit of what the church looks like today. That's their own building, their main auditorium. Another slide that shows... if you got the next one, a baptism that they had in 2003. They have a picture like this from every year from their existence. And then this is their choir, Sergei's son, an accomplished musician and a soloist, is leading the choir. Those are just three of many pictures we have of their church. But God has phenomenally blessed that church as it has grown from those 15 people to, they have about 300 members today. These are not people who have come from one church and joined their church. These are people who have been converted to Jesus Christ through the gospel as the church has grown by means of evangelism and not transfer growth as much of our church movement is in America. And so it's a very real privilege for me to introduce them to you today. We're going to do something we have never done before at Cleveland Bible Church, and that is we are going to hear a foreign speaker speak by means of a translator to us. When we go overseas, this is what the people of their churches experience as they listen to us. And today we're going to experience what we do over there. Sergei is going to preach and minister the word. Peter, tell me, I can't ever pronounce your last name.
Rozhon.
Rozhon. I've known Peter for many years, taught Proverbs in a Bible school that Sergei had in his church back in the 1990s. Peter was in that first class, and he has learned English as well as his native Ukrainian and Russian. And so Peter has accompanied Sergei to our company and will be translating for him. So would you stand as I commit them and our brothers from their brothers to the Lord as well. Our Father, we thank you for the grace that is ours through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the ministry of the gospel. We're grateful, Lord, for what you have done through the gospel, both locally but also globally through the ministry of our church. I pray, Heavenly Father, for these men. I pray for Baruch and for the people of Shimon Sison. I pray, Father, for their protection, that your watch care over them would provide for their security. Lord, we know that unless you build the house, we labor in vain that build it. Unless the watchman keeps the city, he keeps the city in vain. And so, Lord, it's your protective care that must secure them physically as well as spiritually. We pray, Heavenly Father, for the advancement of the gospel among the Jewish and Arab peoples of Israel. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We also pray, Heavenly Father, for Paul. Thank you, Father, for the ministry he had in Turkey for so many years, and now as he seeks to raise up laborers, we pray that you'd bless him abundantly and lead him, Lord, sovereignly to the people that you have already selected to go to the countries of the world bearing the message of Jesus Christ. We pray for Rhonda. We thank you, Father, for her work among the Indian peoples of India first and also our country. We pray, Father, especially for the visas that are needed for those that desire to go overseas and minister. And now, Lord, I pray for Sergey and for Peter. I pray, Lord, as we have a major barrier of language due to the curse of the Tower of Babel, that you would overcome that even today and use the heart and the passion and the ministry and the insight into your truth that you have given to this man to minister to us. Bless him, I pray, in an abundant way. And we ask these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the honor and to the praise and to the glory of your name, Lord, who alone is the one God, among whom there is no other. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now he will take the Bible and his notes. Good morning. I'm very glad to be in your church. And I'm very glad to see the same faces that I've seen already them 20 years ago. In 1996, I were in your church, but not in this church building, but in your old church building.
И когда мы сюда приехали, мы встретили Сэма с его помощницей.
And when we came here, we met Sam with his helper.
Pat, с его женой.
With his wife.
И, конечно, очень мне жаль, что я не вижу Боба.
And it's very pity for me that I cannot see Bob.
Они с Давидом и с Бех приезжали в команду к нам в Белую Церковь и очень много помогли нам трудиться по служению.
They came with together with David and Beth to our city, to Bila Церква, and they helped a lot for us to serve the Lord in our city.
Мне Бог подарил помощницу, 5 детей и 4 внуков.
So our Lord presented for me even my own helper, my wife, and 5 children and 4 grandchildren.
И они мне очень помогают в служении.
And my children are my good help for my ministry.
Все они у меня музыкальные, поют, играют, поют в хоре, в музыкальной группе.
All of them are musicians, so they participate in our church choir or our group.
И это для меня приятно, что я вижу здесь очень красиво и от души прославляю Господа.
And it's really very, very pleasant for me that you've got so good music in your church.
Можно говорить очень много.
I can talk a lot about it.
Но я хотел бы немножко рассказать, как начиналось мое служение. Как Бог благословил церковь.
But I would like to tell you about the beginning of my ministry, how our Lord began our church.
И я, подобно Моисею, очень сильно сопротивлялся.
And I can tell that at the beginning of this process, I was like a Moses.
И я хотел бы начать свою проповедь из текста книги «Исход». Это 3 глава, с 10 по 13 стих.
And I would like to start my message from chapter 3, verses 10 through,
по 13 стих.
Through 13.
Ну, 12 включительно. Третий розділ, да.
Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who I am, and that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you when you have brought the people out of Egypt. You shall serve God this on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and said to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I sell to them?
1993 году приехал к нам Крейг Лудрик.
In 1993, one man came to our city, Craig Ludwig.
И мы много встречались в материнской церкви.
And we had a lot of meetings in our mother church.
И пришли к такому решению, чтобы начать новые церкви в разных районах города.
And we came to such decision to start the new churches in different places of our city.
Это хорошая была идея.
And it was a good idea.
Но кто пойдет служить в этих церквях?
But who will go and will serve in these new churches?
Мы к этому были не готовы.
We were not ready for this.
Я тогда был помощником пастора.
At that time I was an assistant pastor.
У меня было хорошее служение.
I had a good ministry.
Я проповедовал.
I preached.
У меня была семья.
I had a family,
хороший бизнес.
Good business,
и меня все устраивало.
And everything was okay.
И тогда, когда мне предложили, что Сергей, может, ты начнешь одну из этих церквей.
And I was proposed, Sergey, maybe you would go and you will serve in the, one of the, these new churches.
Я сказал, кто я такой?
My answer was, who am I?
У меня большая семья, мне нужно ее кормить.
I've got a big family. I need to feed my family.
У меня хороший бизнес.
I've got a good business.
И сейчас мне это все бросить, это просто нереально.
I don't want to left it all.
Духовного образования никакого не имел.
I had no any spiritual education.
И это была проблема.
It was a problem.
И когда в 1994 году
And in 1994,
мы решили провести евангелизацию на стадионе у нас в городе.
We decided to make evangelism on our city stadium.
Был приглашен отсюда с Америки Роберт Колман.
And from your country, from the United States of America, was invited the brother Robert Colman to participate in this conference, this evangelism.
И Ревтов Николай Иванович. Он преподавал от сердца к сердцу после евангелизационного служения.
And after this evangelism, Николай Ревтов taught us how to serve with evangelist explosive.
И покаялись немного людей на этой евангелизации.
A few people repented on this evangelism.
И вот эта церковь, которую мне предлагали, она должна была быть в этом районе, где сейчас наша церковь.
And the church that I was, I had to be the pastor, it was the in our place where now our church located right now.
Я, конечно, не вел там служение. Я нашел одного диакона. Это был мой тесть.
I was not the leader of the ministry. I find out another brother who would do it. It was my father-in-law.
И один еще Володя, еврей.
And another brother, his name Володя, he was a Jew.
Я их убедил, что они должны вести эту церковь.
And so I persuaded them that have to lead this ministry.
Но я нет.
But not me.
И когда были молитва над служителями, чтобы начать этой церкви, подарили всем папки такие вот красивые, здоровые.
And when there was the prayer about all new this minister, everybody received beautiful folders, but not me.
Эту папку я не получил, так как я отказался.
I didn't receive this folder because I refused from the ministry.
Но это мучило меня.
But I was not free after this.
Я сопротивлялся всем организмом.
I struggle with this.
И как-то Мы беседовали с своей женой, с детьми.
And once we talked with my wife.
Что если это Бог хочет, как я могу сопротивляться?
Maybe God wants me to do it. Maybe I need to say yes.
Еще у меня была проблема в том, что когда я был в этой материнской церкви, я очень помогал много людям.
Also, I had another problem. While I was the member of this our only one church, this is our mother church, I have done a lot of things for the people. I helped them.
Тогда было машин мало в церкви. Может быть, несколько машин было на всю церковь.
That time in our church there were very few cars.
У меня была машина.
But I had a car.
И я много после служения далеко людям развозил их по домам.
I helped people to reach their homes with my car.
Я помогал рубать дрова, помогать продукты привозить после работы. Это я делал много.
I helped them to bring wood, to bring them food.
Я думал, и я попал в больницу, у меня лопнул аппендицит.
And because of appendix fracture, I was at the hospital at that time.
Я месяц лежал в больнице.
And I had to stay at the hospital for the whole month.
И знаете, что я думал?
And you know what I thought about?
Я такой добрый человек.
I'm so good man.
Я так много помогаю людям.
I so help for the people.
Все пойдут сейчас, будут проведывать меня в больнице.
So now everybody will go and visit me at the hospital.
И знаете, что я получил?
And do you know what I received?
Пришло один раз две сестры.
Only once came two sisters.
Один раз пастор посетил.
One time pastor.
И только моя семья.
And only my family.
И что я думал?
And what I thought about?
Я думал, как Моисей.
And I thought like Moses.
Он пошел братьям своим помочь, и когда он защищал еврея, его сдали фараону, и ему пришлось бежать из своей страны.
Moses went to help his brothers, but after he tried to help his brothers, they betrayed him.
И Моисей думал, Господи, кому служить?
And Moses thought, Lord, you want me to serve for these people?
И когда я лежал так в больнице, думал,
and when I stayed at the hospital,
я сказал себе, сам себе сказал, если я выйду из больницы, я больше никому ничего помогать не буду.
At the hospital, I decided. After I will go out of the hospital, I will not help more.
Теперь дождутся они от меня.
So they will wait.
Ну, это я так думал.
But I thought this way.
А Бог думал совсем по-другому.
But our Lord thought another way.
Я его за то так люблю, Господа. Благодарен, что он не думает так, как я.
And I especially thank you for our Lord that he thinks especially absolutely different way than me.
Если бы он думал, как я, наверное, бы здесь никого не было в мире в этом.
If our Lord thought the same like me, I think that nobody were in this world.
И знаете, за что я еще его люблю?
And do you know what for I love my God?
Что он у меня не стал в том положении.
For that our Lord didn't left me in that condition.
И он умеет так говорить, чтобы я могу слышать.
And he can speak in such manner that I can hear him.
И он мне так сказал, что я услышал.
And he told me especially that way that I heard him.
Когда мое сердце кипело, мой разум сопротивлялся.
When I had this hardness in my heart, and when my brain was against it,
он мне сказал, Сережа, а кому ты служил? Кому ты искал славы?
He told me, Sergey, to whom you served? Why you tried looking for glory?
Меня кинуло в пот.
I perspired that time.
Мне казалось, что на меня смотрит весь мир.
I thought maybe the whole world looking at me.
У меня поднялась температура.
My even temperature of my body raised.
Я там упал на колени в больнице и просил у него прощения.
And I fell down on my knees and asked our Lord for forgiveness.
Я сказал, Господи, прости меня, что я неправильно о Тебе думал.
I told, dear Lord, please forgive me that I before this I thought about you not correctly.
Я все это отбросил, и после больницы я решил служить Господу.
And I thrown out all my these thoughts, and after the hospital, I decided to serve to the Lord.
И два года в Дома культуры, когда мы были, перешли мы в 96-м году уже в депо, троллейбусное депо, мы там были два года.
We rented in our local convenience center the room for 2 years, but after these 2 years, we moved to trolleybus depot and we started to rent a room there.
Я видел такие благословения, которые только многие пастыря бы только мечтали.
And I have a possibility to see such a blessing that maybe many pastors just only can dream about it.
И сколько было в городе церквей, ни одна так церковь не возрастала быстро, количественно и духовно, как на церковь в Доме Евангелия.
We started few churches in our city, but no one church really didn't grow so rapidly like our church.
Люди каялись простые дни, когда маленькие служения, меньше 10 человек не каялось.
People repented not during the Sunday service. People repented even on the service that was on Wednesday.
И когда я на это все смотрел,
and when I look at it,
и знаете, в 96-м году, когда я был у вас здесь, приезжал,
and you know, in 1996,
я перед отъездом заболел двухсторонним воспалением легких, перед самой дорогой.
Before my trip to the United States, I caught the disease before this trip.
Вся моя дорога была на таблетках.
And during all my trip, I have to use the pills.
Когда меня Крейг встретил, и с Павлом Марчуком мы приезжали с пастором.
We came here with another pastor from our city, Paul Marchuk, and brother Craig Ludrick met us.
Я в дом уже еле зашел.
After this, for me, it was very hard even to come inside the house.
И здесь врач дал мне хороший антибиотик.
And here, doctor gives me very good medicine and antibiotics.
И эти дни я смог как-то пробыть здесь в Америке.
So I could stay those days in United States.
Когда я приехал домой,
when I came back home,
я еще 4 раза подряд это болел.
I had the same disease 4 times.
Но это была другая болезнь.
But it was another disease.
У церкви уже просили, чтобы ко мне не посещали, потому что я не выздоровею.
And people in church especially were asked not to visit me, because if they stay visit me, I will not get better.
И когда я все это анализирую, вспоминаю, думаю, как Бог нас воспитывает.
And when I analyze all of this, I understand how God grow us.
Как Он хочет, чтобы мы Ему служили от чистого сердца.
How God wants us to serve to Him from the sincere heart.
Чтобы мы себе ничего не присваивали.
And He wants us that we don't tell that it's me.
Чтобы Он через нас видел свою славу.
And God wants to see His glory through us.
И сегодня, на сегодняшний день, церковь, она не уменьшается, она растет.
And even now, church go on to grow.
Но важность в том, что церковь сегодня, она видит действительно проблемы мира, что она может идти проповедовать Евангелие и другим странам.
And it's very important for the church to see the problems of the world. And so it's also important to go for the church to go even abroad.
И когда мы смотрим на путь Моисея, по которому он шел,
and when we see the way of Moses,
он не стал сразу хорошим лидером.
And from the very beginning, the Moses didn't become the very good leader.
Но в этой пустыне, вот эти годы, которые он шел с израильским народом, Бог его воспитывал как хорошего лидера.
But during all these years, while Moses traveled with his people, God raised him as a good leader.
И только через какое-то время мы можем понимать, что действительно это был Божий призыв, это был Божий план для нас.
And really, only in some time we can understand that it was really special God's call.
Иногда мы думаем, как Моисей, что нужно такого человека, как Аарон. Он хорошо говорит, его хорошо понимают народы израильском.
Sometimes maybe we think like Moses that it would be good if we have such a good man like Aaron that can speak very good and his people will understand him.
Ну, Бога все не так. Все наоборот.
But everything is not the same way in the God's hands.
Сегодня наша церковь поддерживает миссионеров в России.
Today our church supports missionaries in Russia,
Uzbekistan,
Egypt,
Грузия,
Georgia,
Азербайджан, миссия слепых,
and also mission for the blind people.
И сегодня у нас мы проводим детские социальные лагеря.
Today also we make the camps for the children.
Что это за социальные лагеря? Это дети, которые не имеют полноценной семьи, может, семьи пьяниц, наркоманов. То есть дети, которые не имеют социального статуса, чтобы иметь какие-то финансы, чтобы самим поехать.
And especially the camps for the children, not from the full families, from the families when their parents are drug cars, from the poor families.
Мы сегодня имеем уже больше 15 лет суповая кухня для бедных людей.
Also in our church we've got a kitchen where we prepare soup for the poor people and deliver them this soup.
И уже церковь сегодня 10% от того сбора, который мы собираем на нужды церкви, мы отдаем на миссии.
And now our church have such a decision that all our church financials that we have, we sacrifice 10% to missionary ministry.
И это то, что сегодня в нашей стране идет война.
And it's only because in our country we have war.
И нам нужно очень много помогать братьям и сестрам, которые там в зоне войны.
And we need to help a lot for our brothers and sisters that they live in the eastern region where there is a lot of battles.
Вы даже не можете представить, что сегодня армия Украины, она нуждается в помощи, чтобы одеть. И мы участвовали очень много в том, чтобы одевать наших солдат.
And maybe you cannot even imagine our condition. And in our country, our army even needs even for clothes.
И поэтому сегодня я очень благодарю Бога, что церковь сегодня, благодаря помощи церкви в Климбурге, церкви Темпл, это были первые церкви, которые очень сильно приняли участие в церквях города Белой Церкви.
And we now were very thankful for your church, Glibern Bible Church, and also for Temple Bible Church, and your church has helped a lot for us.
Сегодня церковь имеет своих служителей, 8 диаконов.
And now our church have our own ministers, 8 deacons.
4 пастора.
4 pastors.
3 дочерние церкви.
3 new churches that our church started.
6 домашних групп.
6 home groups.
Музыкальное служение, группа прославления.
Musical ministry.
Хор.
Choir.
Общий молодежный.
We have our general choir and also our youth choir.
Воскресная школа.
Sunday school for children.
Это школа, где обучаются дети.
This is the school where children have the possibility to study, to teach, to study the Bible.
Больше 100 детей учатся в этой школе.
And over 100 children study in this school.
Мы имеем кукольный театр, очень прекрасный.
And we have very good Muppet theater.
Его приглашают по всем школам, они очень много делают евангелизации по школам.
And a lot of schools invite this Marble Theater, so because of this, they have the possibility to make evangelism at schools.
Детские интернаты мы проводим там.
Orphanages.
В школах.
In schools.
Медиаслужение.
Media ministry.
И это все благодаря благословению Божьему через ваши церкви, через ваши поддержки.
And this is especially due to Lord's blessing and also with your help.
15 лет вы взяли меня на содержание.
And in 15 years ago you started to support me.
И я мог бросить свой бизнес.
And at that time I could leave my business because of this.
Я месяц постился, чтобы бросить этот бизнес. Целый месяц.
I had a feast during one month to decide to leave my business.
Но все-таки Бог дал мне силы переступить, и жена согласилась, потому что мне нужно было согласие семьи.
But Lord gave me decision to do this, and my wife agreed with me to leave my business.
В 1998 году мы приобрели помещение.
And in 1998 we bought our own church building.
Мы купили бывший овощной магазин.
We bought former store.
И сейчас уже перестроен красивое здание, молитвенный дом.
And we renovated it, and now we have very beautiful church building.
Вы также участвовали в этом?
And you also participated in this.
Вы помогали в покупке здания?
You help us to buy this building.
Первая аппаратура была куплена вами.
And even our first equipment, sound equipment, was bought specially by your church.
И когда посмотришь все это назад,
and when you look back,
вы многие, наверное, забыли, что вы что-то делаете на Украине.
Maybe most of you already forget what you've done for us in Ukraine.
Может, вы пожертвовали себе так, как будто бы это как в общую кассу.
Maybe you just sacrificed and forget about it.
Но вы знаете, вы все участники в том, что произошло у нас в городе Белой Церкви.
But you have to know that all of you are participants what's going on in Bila Tserkva.
И церковь вам очень благодарна.
And our church very thankful for you.
И они, когда мы уезжали с Петром, они записали видеоролик, пожелания вам, благодарности, ну, я
and,
не знаю, сможем ли мы.
Before our trip with Peter to your church, they made a short movie, a special short movie to send greetings to you.
И что хотелось мне сказать еще, очень важно то, что мы ждали вас на юбилей.
And what I would like to tell you, that we expected you to visit us for our 20-year jubilee of our church.
20 лет, как церковь существует, Дом Евангелия.
20 years our church exists.
И, конечно, события в нашей стране, то, что произошло, мы очень сожалеем, что мы не смогли вас принять, ну, чтобы вы могли приехать. Нам было очень жалко, конечно.
But because of the circumstances of our country, it was impossible for you to come to our country.
Но я думаю, что мы исправим это положение.
But I think that we will correct this.
Я думаю, Давид, Том,
они... I think David and Tom...
Сэм будет тоже помогать.
And I hope Sam will help also.
И у нас сейчас очень прекрасные друзья Стэн и Фрида. Мы их полюбили как папу и маму.
And now we've got our new friends Stan and Frida, and now we love them like our mama and daddy.
Мне так очень хочется, чтобы наши дети, будущее поколение, они всегда дружили друг с другом. Церковь Дом Евангелия и церковь Климбурге.
And I would like to have our next generation of your church and our church, they would be friends like we.
Мы знаем, что вы за нас молитесь.
And I know that you pray about us.
И мы за вас молимся.
And also we pray about you.
И это делает нас едиными.
And this made us like one.
И вы представьте, когда мы будем в вечности,
and please imagine when we'll be in eternity,
и мы будем друг друга встречать,
and we will meet there one,
мы обнимемся,
and we will give a hug,
это будет очень приятно,
And it will very will be very pleasant for us.
Вы знаете, когда мы были в музее позавчера?
Before yesterday, we visited the museum.
И я встретил директора музея.
And there I met the director of museum.
Я не думал, что я его увижу 20 лет спустя.
And I didn't think that I really met with him again.
Но я, как я увидел, как вроде я встретил какого-то человека, который я постоянно с ним встречался.
And when I met him, it was for me like I constantly lived with him.
Это было очень приятно.
And it was very pleasant.
Я думаю, в вечности это будет еще лучше.
And I hope and I think that in eternity it will be much more.
Мы обнимемся.
We will give the hug to each other.
Мы увидим его, какой наш Господь.
And we will see him how great our Lord.
Мы скажем ему спасибо.
And we will tell him thank you.
Что он дал за нас свою жизнь.
And we will tell him thank you especially for he sacrificed his life for us.
Я ему скажу, Господи, прости меня, что я сопротивлялся.
And I will tell him, dear Lord, forgive me that I was not agreed to go to the ministry.
Поэтому кто, кого Бог призывает на служение?
And I would like to say, if anybody God calls to the ministry,
не думайте, что у вас не получится.
Please don't think that you will not be able to do this ministry.
У вас и не должно самих получиться.
It will be impossible alone.
Но если Бог вас призывает,
but if our Lord calls you to this,
Он поможет вам, чтобы получилось.
He will help you to do it.
Это Его церковь.
It's His church.
Это Его слава.
It's His glory.
Это Его победа.
It's His victory.
И это Его цель.
And it's His goal.
Пусть Бог благословит вас.
Let our Lord bless you.
Я хочу помолиться.
And I would like to pray.
Наш Небесный Отец,
our Heavenly Father,
мы славим Тебя.
We glorify you.
Мы поклоняемся Тебе.
We bow before
Ты великий
you.
Бог.
You are great, Lord.
Ты святой Бог.
You are holy God.
Ты Бог, который сказал, славы Своей не отдам никому.
And you, that God that told, I will not let anybody my glory.
Господи, мы любим Тебя.
We love you.
Мы благодарим Тебя,
we are grateful for you,
что Ты призвал нас на свое служение,
that you called us, to your ministry,
чтобы мы сегодня могли славить Тебя.
That now we can glorify you.
И я знаю, Господи, Тебе нравится это.
And I know, dear Lord, that you like it.
Ты радуйся, когда дети Твои славят Тебя.
You have the joy when your children glorify you.
Когда они несут Евангелие всем людям, которые еще не знают Тебя.
When they bring the gospel to those people who still don't know you.
Ты все сделал для нас все то сделал, чтобы мы могли нести это Евангелие.
You made everything for us that would be able to go and bring this gospel.
Помоги нам быть не ленивыми.
Help us to be not to be lazy.
Быть послушными Тебе.
To obey you.
Используй нас для Своей славы.
Please use us for your glory.
Благослови эту церковь.
Bless this church.
Благослови пастора.
Bless pastor.
И его семью.
His family.
Всех служителей, которые служат этой церкви.
The all ministers who serve for this church.
Чтобы церковь наша в Украине и церковь в Климбурге, они всегда были едины и духом, и чтобы в вечности могли прославить Тебя.
And please make our churches in Cleburne and Bilocerkva be one church in your body.
Во имя Иисуса Христа молю Тебя.
I pray into the name of Jesus Christ and for His glory. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much.
A small little group of people in Ukraine has multiplied that ministry so that they have a multi-staff staff in the church, a growing church, a church that's had great impact in their local community. But I hope you heard how That church now is multiplying by sending missionaries to a number of other countries in that region of the world. And so your investment, our investment in their ministry has been multiplied by God, and who knows the far-reaching results of that. I'm reminded this morning of a passage from the book of Philippians where Paul writes these words. Even in Thessalonica, he wrote to the Philippians, "You sent aid once and again for my necessities. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account." The Philippians shared financially with Paul in Thessalonica, and whatever fruit Paul bore in Thessalonica abounded to the account of the Philippian believers, so that in eternity they would get a reward for what Paul accomplished among the Thessalonians. We encourage your regular giving to the ministry of Cleveland Bible Church. 15% of every dollar that comes into this church goes into missions, immediately transferred into missions. That 15% is divided up into two portions. 11% goes overseas, 4% stays here for local missions. And so the money that you have given to Cleburne Bible Church has already abounded to your account because you have given, it's been multiplied by the exponential growth of the church overseas. It's fruit to your account. And so it's a blessing and a privilege for us to contribute to whatever God does here, because he uses it not only locally to support our air and lights and building and staff needs, but also what he does overseas. It's a phenomenal use of funding. It's an investment that abounds to eternity. On Friday afternoon, as Sergey has already shared, we were at a museum, really the Creation Science Museum. He met Dr. Carl Baugh, who spent some time personally with us. If you've been to that museum, if you haven't, you should go. If you have been, you know that they're trying to make a hyperbaric chamber where they recreate the conditions of the church before the world before the flood. He took us into that chamber, and while we were in there, he said, "I want you to experience what sound was like in that world." And he began to sing a little bit, and then he asked us asked Sergey if he knew "Jesus Loves Me," and he did not know the song. But then Dr. Baugh said, "You know, the song 'How Great Thou Art' was originally composed in Russia, then brought to our country. So it is a hymn from their land brought to us." And so Sergey began to lead in the singing of "How Great Thou Art." It was a phenomenal experience. And I asked him today, when we got done, "Why don't you lead us in singing a verse of 'How Great Thou Art' as a church?" He said, "Nyet, nyet, 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 nyet." He wanted to preach and not sing. His family are phenomenal singers and musicians, but he's also got a great voice. He's had a sore throat, so it may not all come out. But he's going to sing. Tom's going to come and help lead, and we're going to sing 'How Great Thou Art.'"
Когда поет God's people said, Amen.